Two. What's up, you guys? Welcome back to another podcast, episode 68. Let's go.
Yes. Thank you guys for joining us on this very beautiful morning. I don't know if it's chilly out there, but it is chilly
in Tampa. It's cold as heck in Tampa. Right, and we're loving it.
In the mornings and at night.
Yeah.
Because in the afternoon, it got a little hot, unfortunately.
Like 65, 70 degrees during the day, but at night.
It's feeling really, really nice. It's finally starting to feel like the Christmas vibes. And hopefully this year we have a chilly Christmas. But can you guys believe, for the majority of my life, Christmases are hot outside.
And it sometimes rains.
On Christmas?
Yes.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
South or here?
Down south. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Up here, no. It's just hot. But I think last year it was a little chilly, right? Remember, everybody had the pajamas.
Oh, yeah.
Did it inside. So, yeah, I'm excited. I think this year's Christmas is going to be outside.
Outside, inside. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah.
But yeah, you guys, welcome back. Let's start with the good, and then we'll go with the bad. The good is que el América es campeón de la Liga MX.
Oh,
as you guys may know, your boy Impro Mando is a big América fan. I've been an América fan since like 2000, when Cuauhtémoc Blanco was there, and that's how I became a fan. So just in case you guys were wondering, we won the 14th trophy, which I'm super excited about.
Like, let me know down below if you're an Americanista too, like Mando.
Yeah, comment down below if you're an America fan. If you're not, don't comment down below.
Yeah.
And the bad is the Cowboys. The Cowboys keep messing up in December. They made me look really bad this weekend. I actually wore the jersey for the first time during the game, and I got excited for nothing. Como siempre, pinches Cowboys always letting me down in December, but I'm so used to it, and I'm not mad at it.
But yes or no, this game didn't matter.
This game did not matter. We're already in the playoffs, so it didn't really matter.
To make the other teams' games coming up, so they
hopefully
could think, you know, that they're fucking up again. But hopefully.
But yeah, let's address what's going on for the people that are not watching us and listening to us. We currently have Christmas vibes. I have a Christmas suit. Shout out to my dog Carmen.
she
gave it to me for my birthday.
She literally pulled up with the whole suit. It's matching top and pants. Mm-hmm. She's like, you better wear this on the podcast. Honestly, we wanted to wear it the first week, but I don't know what happened. We probably forgot. So then I got a little Christmas sweater from Spencer's. It says suck it, I'm not gonna lie. And it has Ken and Kana. But they had so many cute ones, and they were already on special, right? They were like 25-30% off already, and it's not even Christmas yet. So if you guys are wanting to get an ugly sweater but funny, go to Spencer's.
Yeah, for sure.
And they're comfy. They're not itchy.
And I think they were like $35, super cheap, and the quality is really good. So yeah, shout outs to Spencer's.
But we'll wear this forever.
Before we move on, I want to shout out Salud for sponsoring this podcast.
Yeah, buddy.
You know, the holidays are coming. You got to get hydrated for sure, because it's going to be a lot of shots, a lot of drinking, a lot of partying.
Yeah, and like I've said in the past, I drink them before, during, and or after. Always.
Yeah.
Always, always. And a trick that I was recently telling my brother about, right?
Is borracha vibes.
Yeah. I was like, you know what? We've all blacked out. Even though I've heard a few people say that they've never in their life.
Can't relate.
I can't relate. No, I black out, right? But a way for that we've noticed for us not to black out but still get lit and stay cohesive is to drink water or like a hydration package or something every other drink.
Mm-hmm.
So if I have like a cocktail right here, my next cup will be water.
A little salud
on the
side.
You might have to go to the bathroom or whatever, pero como quiera, you're gonna go if you're just drinking straight liquor, right? So it's a trippy drunkness. I don't even know how to say it.
I think you last longer and you feel good. You're not like
you're buzzing, but you're like a good buzz the whole night. Like, you know that buzz that you actually enjoy? Not the part where you forget. No, the part that you enjoy. That's how you feel the whole night when you drink water in between. And it helps you not get crazy. Mm-hmm. It helps you not get hangovers the next day. So, yeah, I'm just saying.
Síguenos
from a pro.
Para más consejos de tu borrachera. The Cruda Realidad podcast. But let's not forget, use code TCR10 for 10% off on your next order on Salud. So, yeah, we got you guys.
Yes, sir.
But, yeah, I normally have fun facts about the actual episode number, but today I'm changing it up. Today I have two interesting facts of Christmas, right?
Oh, okay.
The first one, you already heard it. I was telling your grandma earlier. It takes 15 years for the Christmas tree to grow.
Dang.
Into a mature size where it's pretty much like our tree right there in the living
room. I never knew that.
Yeah, it's crazy. And the crazy thing about it is that we're cutting Christmas trees down like crazy, right?
Every year.
But they are the tree that gives the most oxygen, which sucks. I'm like, dang, that kind of sucks. So yeah, next year, babe. A fake Christmas tree.
You're done with the real ones? No, yeah, I never knew that. If I would have known that, I would have been so sad from every Christmas that every Christmas tree that we buy. Because I don't know why I thought that they like grow them. You know how they grow tomatoes and everything so fast? I'm like, maybe they have ways to grow these trees faster nowadays. Mm-hmm. You know, like like Christmas tree farms or whatever. But
that's crazy though. 15 years is a lot.
15 years.
That's a lot. And then we just chop it down. Use it for a month.
A month? Yeah.
And go burn it.
And I'm pretty sure they don't sell out. What do they do with all those trees that they, you know? Yeah, that sucks.
Alabama was the first state in 1836 to recognize Christmas as a holiday.
Alabama?
Alabama. But not until 1870 it became a national holiday. So next time you're taking a shot or drinking a beer on Christmas, give a shout out to
Alabama.
No, President Grant. He's the one that declared it as a national holiday. Mm. And shout outs to him. But yeah, that is our interesting facts of Christmas.
I like that.
All right, talking about all these interesting facts, scientists found a way to distinguish a snowman from a snow woman.
A snow woman?
Yeah.
Is you know this how? One of your jokes? It's coming, isn't it? What?
By their snowballs.
Armando!
But yeah, that's it, that's it. That's my, how can you say? That's my fun fact, dad joke of the day. That kind of didn't go so smooth, but I'll chop it up and make sure it goes smooth. yeah, last but not least, before we get away from the Christmas vibes and all that.
I have a question real quick.
How many days left?
Four
days. You got all your presents yet, babe?
No, I don't have nothing.
Wait, what's your question?
I forgot already. Just continue. All right.
Well, hopefully this makes you remember on the last podcast.
Oh, I remember now.
What?
You know how there's dad jokes?
There's mom jokes? Is that a dad joke?
Imagine I like start looking at mom jokes.
That's funny. I'm dead. All right. So I almost forgot about this. Thank God I remembered. On the last podcast, we said, hey, you're going to give me a gift that I'm going to hate. So hopefully you have it ready. And I have the gift that you're going to hate.
Are you serious?
I swear.
Why you don't remind me?
Nah.
Babe.
I mean, it's fine. They already know that you're mean to me. Right? Can we talk about that right quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
So on the last podcast, you guys were coming at Lily Bay talking about why is she so mean? She doesn't even love Mondo. I don't know where you guys got that information from.
I went to go recheck the damn podcast.
Yes, she even watched it twice to figure out what you guys were talking about. And she didn't find the reason behind it.
Yeah, I was cracking myself up.
Yeah, she was literally watching it at the gym for the second time or first time and laughing. So yeah, I don't know. I don't know if this is going to make your situation better or worse, but no pasa nada.
Okay.
All right, you ready? I had to steal someone's bag, but this is a bag.
Armando, that's my bag.
I had to steal the bag, but it's not. The most important thing is not what is the bag. Uh-huh. It's what's inside of the bag. So you ready? Mm-hmm. Ahí te va.
You're so stupid.
What is it?
It's a mini cow.
Let's go. Lily Bay got
it. I love this.
That's what you wanted, right? A mini cow?
A real one. Don't play with me, Armando. I told you guys I'm going to divorce him if you don't give me a real mini cow.
No, but start signing the paper, start figuring it out because...
Where'd you get this from? You made Miriam go get it.
No, I actually... I don't know if you noticed. Yesterday, we were at Dollar Tree. Yeah, Dollar Tree. And Rudy was helping you cash out, and I was behind you, and I bought that like right away. I told the lady, hey, give it to me, be quick, because I don't want her to see it.
This is at the Dollar Tree?
Yeah, that was at the Dollar Tree.
What's up with mini cows? They're trending.
I was like, perfect. I don't got to go nowhere. I don't got to order nothing. So, yeah.
Thanks, babe. But I don't hate it. I love it.
All right, moving on.
No, wait. I got you, babe. You think I forgot?
A ver.
But you gotta wait and you gotta close your eyes.
All right. Wait, like right now? Or are you gonna go get it? Where is it?
I'm right there.
I'm a little excited now. Well, no, I'm not excited because I'm not gonna like it. So, all right. But let me tell you guys a little secret that Lily. Wait, I don't know if she can hear me. So let me not say it. But on the next podcast, I'll tell you guys. This is my first surprise ever on the podcast. I think I've surprised you like a good handful of times. But I shouldn't even be excited, right? Because yeah, I'm not going to like it.
What do people surprise people with?
No, well, you just had to find something I won't like.
All right. You ready? Open your eyes in 3, 2, 1.
What?
You got to explain everything from the beginning.
So let's go with, you actually put thought into this.
A little bit.
All right. First of all, I hate cats. And this, it's not because I hate what they look like. Every time I see a cat, like my nose starts feeling weird.
Even if you own a cat and he knows yeah. that, he's going to start so, yeah. his allergies.
I'm super allergic to cats. So that's really good. Like my nose is a little itchy already. So what I do now? Just go in there? Wait, you wrapped it up in everything?
Take that out, huh?
Ooh. All right, let's put this on.
And then there's like a little, just go look in it and take out the whole little lump of things all together. Uh-huh. What the
hell? Ah, what the heck is this?
I wanted to pretend make you like a little, no, go ahead and explain. Start with that.
This? All right. This is hilarious. I hate all the... Wait. Oh, my God. First of all, decaf coffee. I hate decaf coffee. I freaking hate anything flavored coffee. You could have a whole pile of this at your house, and I would not touch one, so we'll get rid of that. And espresso bean, yeah.
Mando hates anything coffee flavored, and I bought you that big mug, too, because you hate the ugly big mugs.
That's an ugly-ass mug. I'm not going to throw this and make a mess, but God darn it. All right, what is this? Lemon... Wait, what are you going to do with all this? You going to return it or what? Look at this. Lemon cream. I hate anything lemon flavored.
Anything. So at first I was trying to think like, what do I buy you, right? But then I'm like,
one
wait.
One more thing. Ice. What?
Twinkie flavored iced coffee.
I probably would try this, but. And it's artificially flavored. Nah.
So anyways, I was like, what do I buy Mando? And I'm like, oh, some people do like little gift baskets. Like if you like whiskey, they'll do you a little whiskey gift basket with whiskey cups and a whiskey and, you know, like that, right?
Yeah.
But let me make Mando a coffee-inspired one because Mando loves coffee, but hates decaf.
Yeah.
Hates anything coffee-flavored that is not coffee. Then he hates the cats too.
Good job, babe. Yeah. Wait. So my gift, you didn't hate it?
No, I really like it, actually.
Well, one thing that we said that we couldn't do, right, is give each other anything that had to do with snakes, right?
Uh-huh.
And you roaches.
Uh-huh.
I didn't bring no roaches. Don't worry. But the funny thing is that I ran into an article, right, of the top roachiest cities.
Babe, I don't want to hear this.
The top roachiest cities and the number one, babe, we just went there. Houston is the number one roachiest city in the United States.
Does it say why?
Because of the pest control workers by 10,000 households.
Oh, there's not enough pest control people per house. And it's super big.
And then it goes by the average number of extremely hot days. I don't know why. I guess the heat brings roaches. San Antonio is the second city with the most roaches.
Okay, ya estuvo que no voy a ir a visitar mis amigos. All right,
do you want to know where Tampa fell?
Babe, don't tell
in
me
the
that.
The most roachiest city in the United States.
Where?
Number 3. Tampa. There's not that many roaches here. According to this article, right?
We need to move.
And somebody commented on that post. Who the hell's in there counting roaches? And then they're like, why isn't New York in there? Someone was like, well, they're too busy messing up their rats, you know?
Yeah, that's just crazy.
That's crazy.
I don't believe that the Tampa's. Why Tampa? Why not like freaking Zephyr Hills?
Orlando.
Or Orlando. Why Tampa?
That's crazy though.
Yeah, that is
crazy. They did a ranking. I don't know how true this is, but
I don't believe it. They're lying. I don't believe Houston. Houston. Yeah, I love Houston.
I don't believe.
I didn't see that one roach when I went to Houston.
I don't believe Houston, and I don't believe Tampa being so high. I think they're just trying to bash the cities that we like for some reason.
Yeah, for real. If I had to say number one, I would say like New Orleans or something like that.
Why?
Or something? Because they're like an older city. The last time that I heard of, they still had a lot of like houses that were unfortunately like messed up by Katrina that are still like all demolished and the poverty and just, like something like that. Or New York.
New York
is the complete opposite, but we already know like the trash situation, the rats, and you know, I don't know.
That's crazy. But yeah, I don't know who did this study, but I don't agree. All right, but moving on. Did you see the trend? Why am I even asking you? You know that trend that we did of Peso Pluma and the girl dancing on him and blah, blah, blah. And they told pedo. What's your take, babe?
I think that they kept it super respectful, honestly. Yeah. Both of them, they had like a good distance for the most part. There was only like one little part where they weren't even facing each other. But what I find funny and a good thing is that if you look at Peso Pluma, like, he wasn't even trying to look at her. Like,
he's
he would
focused.
Look away.
Yeah.
He would, like, she would be over here twerking. He was looking this way. Or even when they were, like, going down at the same time, he wasn't looking at her. He was looking at the floor. And a lot of the time, most artists, they blame that they're playing the part, which is all good. You know, like, I feel like if you were still an artist, right, I would be like,
I'm still an artist.
No. You know, like, everything comes with its pros and cons. So, you know, like, but it's super cool that he's up there and he's still, he don't give a fuck about, you know, trying to make the show look better. Like, for him, it's like, nah, I'm respect my girl. She's in the crowd and that's what it
is. Yeah, he knew she was right there looking. Yeah. So that's a big thing. And yeah, I respect that. He just ignored it. He did his thing.
It kind of reminded me of, you want to know what?
What?
When we did our Houston, our Houston party, our Houston Halloween party, that strippers came.
Oh, yeah.
Strippers came.
Which we didn't talk about, right?
Yeah, yeah. No, we didn't talk about it. But we had strippers at our Halloween party, y'all. That's why it was over 18, right? But yeah, we had strippers pull up for like a 10-minute like little sesh or whatever.
Show. It was a show.
And mind you, we were so lit and we were up there on stage that whenever, well, at least me, whenever the whole show started, I was like so busy like singing and I'd be singing with my eyes closed and I'd be like looking at the crowd and like, you know, that I did not even notice what was happening around me, right? Until I finally noticed it, right? And then I was like, oh shit, what the hell? And I looked and there was like 10, 15 strippers around us, right?
In the middle, there was like a circle stage.
Yeah, but then Mando, like I remember once I noticed, like Mando came and he like grabbed me. And he like turned us around to face the audience. So because it was like a stage in the middle with just a circle. So at first we were all like facing each other and you could see everybody. Then Mando kind of grabbed me and turned me like to the audience. Well, both of us turned to the audience. So then we were like straight looking at the audience and like vibing with them, you know. But I did notice when you did that, number one. And I did notice that whenever before we turned around, that you were like not paying attention. You were like trying to look at the audience and like not looking, which I find super cool because I don't expect you to do that. Mando and I have gone to strip clubs together and I don't expect them to do that, but it's cool whenever they do respect to that extent and do it without me having to say anything, you know?
Yeah, and I think I was thinking like, how can the people back at home relate? Because me, I'm never going to be on stage and the girl's going to be dancing on me. I don't think, like, Peso Pluma, right?
Yeah.
So I feel like this could happen to anybody. Like, for example, when you go to a bar, a restaurant, and the bartender's super, like, lovey-dovey and, like, touchy sometimes to the man, and the girl's right there. Oh, so it's all about, like, how the guy carries himself.
How you react, yeah.
And I've seen, like, men, like, le siguen la corriente a the girl.
Me too.
And that's fucked up. Yeah. I'm like,
right in front of
your
girl's
right there, bro.
Yeah.
Your girl's right there. Like, respect her. But ahí está el güey, le sigue la corriente. So that just tells you how he's gonna act when she's not there.
Oh yeah, he's gonna take it all the way. Yeah.
So yeah. So I see. I but see yeah, that,
everybody's
you know?
Relationship is different. I'm not saying that our way is the right way. There's some relationships. They could be swingers. They both like to flirt. They don't mind flirting with other people. We're not saying that that's wrong. We're just saying what we do, and that's how we kind of go about that, you know. Or like, I feel like, I mean, if me and Mando are not jealous at all, but I know that jealousy in a relationship is pretty normal to a certain extent.
Which is fine too.
It's it's fine too. Like it's not the end of the world, you know. As long as you guys know how to, how to like take care of that. How do I say that? How to, as long as you two know like what's up, basically. Yeah. Then I feel like you guys are fine. But yeah. Wait, I forgot what I was saying. Why are you looking at me like that?
No, well, I was thinking about a situation like that when the spotlight is on you. And one time the spotlight was on me for me to act differently, which is kind of doesn't really make sense of what we're talking about. But when the guy asked you to dance and he was right in front of me, obviously people were looking at us and whatnot, but I think I acted correctly. I was like, yo, that's my girl, la, 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 la. And he was like, what? I don't care. I'm just asking you to dance. Like, I could literally act it completely different.
Yeah, a lot of people were like, yo, if he would have said that to my man would have socked his ass, you know? Yeah, but again, me and Mando are not the jealous type. So with things like that, I feel like I know what to expect. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I feel like Beso Pluma did his thing. Like, he kept it super respectful. And even her, like, she was dancing for the most part, like 3-4 feet away from him up until one point. But I found the TikToks to be hilarious.
And shout outs to TikTok and you guys for watching and the reels. Like, we did that TikTok too, and it was like, bam, 500,000. I'm like, yo, what the hell?
Yeah.
That did really good. So I was actually a little excited to do that TikTok because I was like, babe, let's do it here. You're like, fuck it, let's do it. And bam, you know, it did really good. But yeah, let's go on break. We'll be right back. Okay, so I want to do and try something different on the podcast. It's all about changing it up and you guys not expecting something. Always the usual. So this is something new, right? So I'm like, there's a lot of lyrics. There's a lot of songs that we just listen to, right? We don't really listen to the words and what he's actually saying. Like, when you read the lyrics,
we just hear, but we don't listen.
Right. So exactly. So I want to bring up one song that I was listening to the words on the way to Winn-Dixie today, my favorite store. And it was Julian Alvarez, Lo Tienes Todo. You ready?
Right.
Look how beautiful this song is. Beautiful. All right. Nunca había amado alguien como a ti. Desde que me quieres, comprendí que Dios tenía otros planes para mí. Y hasta que tú llegaste, finalmente lo entendí. Que era nuestro momento y que ya nos tocaba ser feliz. Which we were happy. I'm just saying, I kind of relate to the song. Which we were happy, but like, we don't know what plans Jesus or whoever you believe in has for you. ¿Qué más puedo pedir si tú lo tienes todo? Contigo me aplaqué, me hiciste a tu modo. Por ti, mi corazón no cabe aquí en mi pecho. Quiero gastar los días de mi vida a tu lado. Me gusta que nos vean tomados de la mano. Que todo el mundo sepa que me tienes enamorado. Like, aww. He went ham. Are you listening?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Yeah, it's really good. Like, he jammed out. And the style of, like that's not his style of music. He did, like a sax version, that new version of Norteño. Mm-hmm. He did that, and it's a really, really good song. But then when I was listening to the lyrics and I was reading them, I was like, yo, this is a killer-ass song. So I wouldn't be surprised if he wins, like, some sort of Grammy or something for it because Dang. It's really, really good.
Is that why you came back telling me that you were going to be nicer to me all of a sudden?
I don't know. I'm trying to see if he wrote this. No, Adrián Navarro wrote this, which I've never heard of. But shout outs to Adrián Navarro. He did a great, great job. Mm-hmm. But yeah. All right, moving on.
Wait, why did he say you relate to it? We all want to know.
Well, just listening to it. You know, I relate to it because at the beginning he says that I've never loved somebody the way I love you, which, you know, that makes sense, right? Desde que me quieres. You already heard everything I said.
No, but I want to know how it relates to you.
Just everything, babe. Yeah. Moving on.
Why you started blushing?
I'm not blushing.
Yes, you are.
It's just hot in here. All right, guys. I want to talk about friendships. You know how there's a high maintenance friend like a calathea, which Lily found out the name. Yeah. And then there's a cactus, which is low maintenance, which is me, by the way. Pretty much, I asked you guys, what should we talk about today? And you guys were like, talk about toxic friendships or toxic friends. Mm-hmm. So I was like, you know what? Let me compare friendships like this, like two sort of plants. So the calathea, you need to give it attention. You need to put it in sunlight.
Attention, water, sing to it.
Sing to it.
Put a heat lamp on it. Make sure that every day you put some music for her for 10 minutes.
Oh, like, and you if you leave out of town, it's game over.
You leave out of town, she comes back, she's gone. Yep. It looks like she's dead. Mm-hmm. But as soon as you talk to it, put a little bit of water to her, I be in it back to life.
All right. So then you have the cactus. The cactus, you don't got to look at it. You leave for a month, it's still there. You don't got to water it. You don't even got to think about it because it's going to be there whenever whenever you need it, it's going to be there. So I see that like two different sorts of friendships.
Yeah.
I think the high maintenance friendship is super hard to maintain and keep like alive.
For me, at least, I feel like high maintenance friends become very draining for myself. Super draining. Like I can't keep up. I don't have any...
Like, currently nothing.
I don't have none. All my friends are low maintenance.
Yeah.
And I saw a quote. I follow a lot of pages that... They're like boss girl entrepreneurs, whatever. And I'm going to butcher this quote, but it went along the lines as to shout out to the low maintenance friends that we could go 6 months without hanging out. And we can still link right after that and be
which
like nothing.
Which that's a cactus.
Yeah, like nothing. Like get right back on track. Como si no habían pasado 6 meses, right? The comments on there, they were all high maintenance, by the way. They could not even fathom that idea. They were like, 6 months by now, we're not friends anymore.
No, shit.
I was like, I literally commented, agree. The ones that get it, right? And yeah, 6 months is a long time, but if you go 6 months without seeing somebody for whatever reason, no hard feelings or nothing, it's just life happens. You guys see each other again after 6 months and rekindle like nothing happened. That is the best. That is the best. Now, if you guys have a friend where you haven't seen her in 6 months and then whenever you guys do connect, it's awkward. I fucking hate that shit. Like, why is it like that? Is it because that person's high maintenance? Because I'm high maintenance, like, what is it, right? But for myself, and I feel like most adults, not all of them, because I know that there's a lot of adults that are still high maintenance. I just feel like there comes a time where you will one day realize that, you know, everybody has a life. Everybody is super busy. Yeah, it's freaking amazing whenever a friend remembers to hit you up or text you or whatever. But if they don't, right away, it's okay. Like, it's not the end of the world. It's not because they hate you or anything. It's just life happened and that's all to it, you know?
Yeah, and you could tell when someone's ignoring you, when someone is just not trying to vibe with you because they'll probably be posting or they'll probably be doing other things. And you could tell right away when they're not into your friendship.
There's friends that I see once a year at my Halloween party.
And they're cool.
Yeah, and super cool. Yo, what's up? Pull through. Come through. We're throwing a party. We're a Halloween party or whatever, you know? But I have so many friends that whenever I do smaller events, right? I only invite like my close, like my circle, let's say, right? Con esos is 50 of us. My close circle is 50. The Friendsgiving, that was 50 of us right
there.
That's crazy. You know? But obviously the bigger events I try to keep for the days where we want to throw a big party because the bigger it is, the more you're going to spend and whatnot, right? The more time it takes to plan out, whatever, right? But yeah, I think high maintenance friends for myself are very draining. One, because you always have to be on your tiptoes around them, right? You have to try to force yourself to remember, yo, I have to hit them up because if I don't hit them up, they're going to think I don't like them no more. And I don't want to lose that friendship because they are cool, but I still have to go do all of this in order to keep that friendship. Yeah. That becomes fucking draining.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
So I get it when people... just give up mm-hmm. on those type of friends. And if you are a high maintenance type of friend,
individual,
I would say, I think there's like deeper issues there. Honestly, not saying it in a bad way or anything, but why are you so needy, or why do you feel that way? Because honestly, if you're my friend and you're high maintenance, right? And I don't talk to you for a month or 2 months, it does not mean that there's any issues. It does not mean that. If you start creating scenarios in your head, that's all on you, right? Mm-hmm. So that's something you have to go figure out and get fixed. Like, go talk to somebody, a therapist, something like, why am I being like this? Why do I always overthink things? Why do I think like they don't want to talk to me no more? Like, there has to be like a deeper root issue. Do you mm-hmm. agree with that?
Yeah,
no?
for sure. Right? I mean, I feel like you said, there's issues going on, but I think they're just scared to lose that friendship. Yeah. They really want to.
But why? Is it because when they were little, like, their parents were never around, they would leave them alone, like, they didn't have a friend? Like, you get what I'm saying? I feel like it has to come from somewhere when they are high maintenance, super high maintenance, you know?
You think they're high maintenance to all their friends or to certain ones?
I think at that point, you're high maintenance. That's
in general,
you,
right?
Yeah, I did have one friend that at the beginning of our friendship, she would kind of insinuate that she was a high maintenance type of person, like, because she would say stuff like, yeah, I have friends that they haven't messaged me like all month, you know, and I'm like, what the fuck, you know, did I do something wrong? And in my head, I was already red flag, like, wait a minute. I had a talk with her. I'm like, look, I am super busy. I am not the type to be on the phone every day. Yeah. I am not the type to be hitting you up every other day. But I will be the type that if you need me and you call me, I'm going to answer, right? Mm-hmm. And it's going to be like nothing happened. If I throw a big party, I am inviting you. If I'm doing a girl's brunch where I finally have time to think and sit and let's do something, I'm gonna invite you. If there becomes a time where you have a party and you want to get together, I'm going to go. Mm-hmm. But I'm not the type to text and call you every day and check up on you. Like, I'm not, you got the wrong person there, because I am busy as hell, as most adults are nowadays, right? So anyways, I feel like it was easier for people back in the day, like, you know, in los tiempos de antes, when everybody lived in a small town.
Yeah, they'll come over and talk.
Yeah, you live in a small town, you literally see them walk or drive right past you, and you mm-hmm. can connect. And, hey, ¿cómo estás? ¿Cómo has estado? Whatever.
Every day, but after work or whatever.
Especially
yeah.
living in cities and growing little towns or whatever, it becomes harder and harder and harder. So
yeah, and with technology, you would think it's easier and you'll like comment on their things or things like that. Yeah. But you just be busy, or sometimes your shit just might not show up on my feed and I don't see your shit.
Yeah, don't
you know?
Get me wrong. Like, if let's say I was a high maintenance friend, you know?
Which you're not.
I'm really not. I'm not at all. Let's say I was a high maintenance friend and I was going through it. Like, I felt like my friends were not talking to me or whatever, for whatever reasons I come up with in my head. And I, you know, people go to social media and they post. I'll post a quote where I sound out lonely or whatever. Me as a low maintenance friend, I always take it upon me as a low maintenance friends to reach out to those high maintenance friends that I know might be going through it.
Okay.
So I do my part whenever I feel like they're trying to reach out or they're trying to tell people that. You get what I'm saying? So tampoco I'm not going to see you going through it and not
just ignore you.
No,
you're being a good person.
Yeah, like if I'm a low maintenance friend, we might have not talked for a month or whatever, three weeks or whatever the case is. But if I see you post something where it sounds like you're going through it, I'm going to reach out like, yo, I hope you're doing good. Sorry we haven't linked up, but hopefully we can soon. You know, like that.
Yeah. So,
you just got to be aware and, I don't know. I don't know how to explain. You just got to see who's there for you when you need them. Number one, not because they're low maintenance does that mean that they're bad. Are they there when you call them? Are they going to pick up, you know?
Yeah, and I'm not going to lie. Like, it's easy for me to say, but Lily's a really good friend.
Why you say that?
Just because, like, well, I'm not even putting myself as a friend. Like, what I see you do for others. Like, you've taken friends into this house to help them out, get them on their feet, and moving on. Mm-hmm. But I think I think all this comes from your mom and the example that your mom has showed. Like, she's always down. She's always a helping hand. Mm-hmm. Someone needs something, they call her. Mm-hmm. Like, she's always, you know, been that person. And I think she taught you that.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know. I think that's a good representation. Mm-hmm. She's a really good friend. But moving back onto you, like, you're just really good. Like, you'll go out of your way to help somebody. And not even that. Like, you'll take someone's car at the middle of the night and talk to them for 2-3 hours.
Yeah, which has happened.
And all they need is to vent. That's all they need. And you're such a good friend because not only you could give them a good consejo y todo eso, but you're there to listen. Yeah. And at the end of the day, that's something
that you need.
I love that.
Yeah, I love that my friends know that because, like Mando said, I've taken in... We've only been here 2 years?
Let's say two. Yeah. Two and a half.
Two years and 2 months. Mm-hmm. And I've had like 2-3 people already like living.
Live, not stay.
Yeah.
Live.
Living here for a little bit. And I don't, like, I want to be that friend. Like, if I got it, I always tell my friend, if I got it, you got it. You know, my friend and her kids lived here. I would tell them, whatever you guys see in my closet, take it. Yeah. You guys can use my shoes, sweaters. Like, I, yo no soy fijada. I'm not going to get mad like at all. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like me being a low maintenance friend doesn't make me a bad friend. It's all about actions, right?
Yeah.
Actions. What do I do when you need me? Do I like totally ignore you or not? Because there is high maintenance, there is low maintenance, and then there's friends that don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
You know?
They're just in it for themselves, you know. Yeah. They don't really care. They just a friend, a party friend, let's say.
Yeah. But yeah. That's my take.
But yeah, that's my take too. Yeah. Like, Lily Bae is a really good friend, and hopefully you guys could find a friend like Lily because she's really good.
Y'all could be my friends. I mean, I've had multiple supporters like send me paragraphs.
That's crazy.
Paragraphs on what should they do or whatever. And when I read it, I respond. Like, I'll go in and send them back paragraphs. So if you're one of those people that I have...
When's the last time you did that?
Like 2 days ago.
No way.
Actually, they wanted me to... Actually, she's probably watching... She wanted me to bring my grandma and my mom onto the podcast because she sees the relationship I have with them.
Yeah.
She sees the vlogs and everything I'm doing with them, how my grandma is. And she was telling me that she wanted advice from them to her situation, which is basically that her mom, this girl's mom, is really, really bad. Like, to the point where le ha corrido like a tres novios, yeah, or dos novios or something like that. Yeah. By lying to them and telling them...
Like fake news.
Yeah, telling them, like, she's cheating on you. Like, don't be with her because the mom sees this girl happy, right?
Mm,
and, like,
toxic.
And she's grown, moved out, and everything. Yeah. So she wanted advice from my grandma,
like,
or
a
grown-up
person. Yeah,
like, what should she do, you know?
That's crazy.
And I'm like, I don't think my grandma would be on the podcast, right? What do you think? We could ask.
Yeah, I mean, I noticed that she likes the spotlight.
Yeah,
I'm not
going
to lie. But I don't know if she could, like, go on and on and on and on and on.
Yeah,
I don't know, for a podcast. But, I mean,
we could
try.
We could ask, yeah. But now that, since we touched on that, what is your advice to her? Like, I kind of gave you the whole thing in one. Her mom was like that, always growing up. She said... She had some kind of resentment to the daughter because she looked like the dad and they weren't together no more or something. So she would be like, she would tell her, like, estás igual de fea como tu pa, like that. Like, crazy stuff that since growing up.
I mean, sometimes the older you get, just because you're old don't mean you know better.
Yeah, I agree.
I think that's number one. And I've seen that a lot, you know. It sucks to say it, but some just older people don't get it. They just don't grow out of that, I don't know, old mentality.
Old school mentality. But
you know?
I have, like, taught Mando to not judge them because of that, because that's all they knew. You know, and yeah, if they really wanted to, they could learn to do better. But who's going to teach them if, like, nobody in their circle, like for example, us on social media, we are able to grow and expand our the way we think and stuff. Because we see
motivational
quotes. We see motivational people. We see
other people
doing better, right?
Even
though they're not in our circle, like, we have all that content out there that we could just with content grow to be a little better, mm-hmm. right? And I have a lot of people I see, they start motivating themselves with quotes and reading and stuff like that, right? But what is an old school, how is an old school person gonna know if they're not, they're not on social media like that mm-hmm. to see that content? They don't even know there's a such thing yeah. as a motivational speaker. For those people that are like that, that old school mentality, does that make sense? Yeah. And then by the time that they do know, it takes a lot. It takes, if it takes somebody like us at this age, let's say
years
to learn, you got to drink a gallon of water. What makes you think that an old school person yeah. is going to learn to change the way they've been their whole life just because they saw one quote or one person tells them?
But what, so having that said, what does a girl do at that point?
So I basically told her, like, the first, what was it? Well, something along the lines that I said was, I basically said something like this: whenever you finally understand that not everybody understands is when you're finally gonna have a big awe moment.
Yeah.
So for her mom, like, sometimes distance is key. If your mom is really that bad, you know, you don't have to present her to all your boyfriends, mm-hmm. unfortunately. Yeah, I know you want to have a good relationship, but if you've already tried to talk to her, try to change the way she is, and still to this day, Dan, that lying to your boyfriends, that she, like, scares them off. And this guy, she said, was a really, really good guy. Yeah. Then what else can you do? Sometimes I feel like distance is better. You know, like, from people like that, mm-hmm. you guys have a better relationship with distance. You don't have to be there with her every single day, unfortunately. As sucky as that sounds, sometimes the distance helps the relationship. Wait. And you don't have to present her to all your boyfriends. And you don't have to show her all mm-hmm. your friends. If she's being that rude and mean to all your people, then why do you keep putting yourself in that position? What?
Wait, I just thought of something. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead. I went through this kind of with you. You ready?
What did I do?
So, let's say that she builds this relationship with this man and everything. Doesn't mean that she's not going to talk to her mom ever again, right? But when that time comes and you have to present them to your mom, you give them a heads up. You're like, my mom's like this, my mom does this and that. So that's why I said you gave me a heads up about your dad. Like, your dad doesn't, like, hold back, doesn't bite his tongue. And you're like, yo, look, my dad is like this, like this, like this. So just be ready. And I was ready. And I was literally ready for it. And it was the complete opposite, you know? Yeah. So I was ready for it. You gave me a heads up, which was a really, really good thing, but it didn't play out like you thought it would, you know? So,
because it's not like my dad's, the heads up I gave Mando was that my dad is super blunt.
Yeah.
My dad is super blunt. And whenever I first presented Mando to the family, I hadn't bought any guy around for 5 years. Mm-hmm. So he treated me like I was 16. And when I was 16, me corría los novios right away, you know? So when I told Mando, hey, my dad is this way, so if he says anything or if he gets mad at me or something, why are you bringing this guy to this party, you know, like that, because that's where we presented them, then just be ready. But mm-hmm. luckily, he realized I was grown and didn't do nothing.
So back to the consejo, I feel like, once you're ready to present them to your mom that is not that great of a welcoming person, you know, tell them that.
That's what I told her. I'm like, did you make sure to tell this guy before that? Because if this guy really was into you like that, he wouldn't believe her because he already knew better, number one. But if he did believe her and left, then he's not for you. Mm-hmm. The right guy will come around and he's going to believe you. He's not going to believe your mom. You just have to be super open to your spouse and be give them the heads up, like Mando said. That way they're well informed before they step into that mm-hmm. house, you know. But at the end of the day, you don't even have to present them. I totally think that if your parents are super, super toxic and if only you know how to handle them, and if you get, like, secondhand embarrassment bringing your spouse around, don't bring them.
Right.
You know, and when your mom or dad says, like, ¿por qué no me trajiste a tu esposo or whatever? Pues porque tú no te sabes comportar bien.
Sheesh.
Straight up.
That's you, know? Más.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's all to it, you know? Yeah.
All right. So I saw a post. I was like, yo, this is really good. And I'm going to share it on the podcast. It's how to set yourself apart. And I think this is great for 2024. So you guys get your little notepads out and let me know. Let me know what you guys think.
A ver.
Number one is workout, for sure, right? You cannot go at least, you know, 2 or 3 days a week without working out.
But why? Tell them why. All the benefits.
My biggest benefit is that you think that you're burning all your energy on these workouts. But no, working out literally gives you so much energy and, you know, agility and, you know, lifelong health, which is the most important thing.
So it's not just about losing weight. So a lot of people are like, well, it's not a priority for me to lose weight or I'm okay with how I am. No, it's not even about that. Exercise helps combat health conditions and diseases, mm-hmm. improves your mood, improves your energy, promotes better sleep, puts the spark back into your sexy life.
Let's go.
And it could be fun. So it has a lot of benefits, not just to lose weight. And in the long run, it helps. So whenever we get older, we have more muscle in our body. We can still lift things and, you know.
Number two, eat clean. Super easy. You know, eat clean. Eat as clean as you can. Stop going to the fast food restaurants. I know sometimes it's the last resort, but eating clean is super important just so you can have a longer health, right?
Which, again, is not only eat clean to lose weight. It has its benefits, too. It boosts your immunity, heart health. It gives you more energy, weight loss, diabetes management, digestion, less inflation, mental clarity. Dang. Your mood gets better, prevents cancer. Your skin starts getting better, healthy energy. Sharpen brain function. You sleep better. It delays the effects of aging, mm-hmm. increases focuses, and may help you live longer.
Yep.
So again, it has a lot of benefits to that too.
Number three on how to set yourself apart. Multiple sources of income. That is so important because sometimes, you know, if you're an entrepreneur or whatever it is, sometimes, you know, something's going really, really, really good. And for some reason or not, it's not going really good, but you have a backup. You have multiple sources of income. Mm-hmm. And that is so important. So you don't depend on one thing and you don't stress out when one thing is not working. You have multiple sources and then you could live life a little more chill. You know?
I mean, I think our second source or our third source of income is the party plug, right?
Yeah.
For example, something you guys might not know is that the Guadi's money, we don't touch. It like, it's just reinvesting itself basically, right? So a lot of times, for example, like I want to redo my kitchen, right? Mm-hmm. But we are so like, no, we're not going to touch that money. We're not going to touch that money that we don't get to that because we're like, we're not going to touch that money, right? So now with the YouTube money, we started doing like more things, let's say. And then with the TikTok and all of that, igual with
social media stuff,
it kind of helps with our lifestyle, mm-hmm. right? The lifestyle we have. But then with the party plug, recently we've been splurging on little things that we usually wouldn't in the past, like that back to back. Because again, we don't like to overspend, right? As much as you guys might think, right?
We're not the type to wear the crazy expensive stuff, which it's fine if you do or whatever, but we're not the type to pop bottles at the club. That's just not who we are, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's what I mean. It just helps your lifestyle improve by having multiple sources of income.
Number four on how to set yourself apart. Don't give a shit about the opinion of others.
Oh, yeah.
Some people don't do things because they're like, no, they're going to criticize me.
And who's they? Fuck them.
Or I'm not going to post this picture because I don't know who's going to see it. And they're going to be like, who the hell is that? Or who do they think they are? A lot of people live that way, babe.
A lot of people care too much about what everybody else has to say. Yeah.
A lot of people care about what other people think.
Oh, yeah. I know a few people that they don't do things because they're too worried about what other people think. And at the end of the day, they are not happy, bro. They're happy to a certain extent, but they are not their true selves because they're too worried about what everybody else has to say.
Take responsibility for all the aspects of your life. And this is big, too, because, oh, it's because my parents didn't set me up correctly.
Oh,
it's because they didn't pay attention to me. That is, bro, whatever you do, whatever you got going is because of you, not because of what anyone else did for you.
And stop using that excuse. You could go to college today if you wanted to. If you're 40, we've seen grandmas go to college. Yeah. No fucking excuses if they wanted to, if that was a goal, you know? But yeah, I've heard time and time again, a lot of people blaming their parents. And sometimes I'm like, wait. So four of y'all came from the same parents, but only one, but this sibling did go to college. So what was your excuse then? Yeah. If college is the thing, right? It could be anything, but what, let's say not college. Why did this person succeed in life and you are being negative, Nancy, right?
Yeah, it's just how
Which happens. It happens. But yeah, don't be, I don't use your parents as an example. I get it to a certain extent when people have like trauma. But there's people out there, there's a lot of people with a lot of different traumas, and there's a lot of people with those traumas that still make shit happen.
I don't want to say most of the most successful people have had parent issues or whatever.
Oh, yeah, and they talk about it too.
But a lot of them have. I'm not going to say most, but a lot. Yeah. This is a really, really good one. Leverage your skills. What do I mean by that? We see people that have skills, that have talent. And I'm like, yo, you could be doing this. You could like just focus on it and do it and just make a killing. But no, they're too busy doing other shit that they're not good at or just doing.
It's because they don't believe in themselves. And it's sad to see situations like that. Because, for example, when we tell people and give people advice on what we think that they could like kill it on, it's sad when they don't believe in themselves because not only do they have somebody pushing them, but they have somebody like ourselves that are there to help them through this and back them up, guide them, get them wherever they need to get to that successful point. And they still don't do it. And
it sucks.
It would irk me like that. But now I just be like, whatever.
You can't want something more than than they want it.
Something,
you know,
that Gary Vee mentioned and it stuck to And ever since I've heard him say that, I'm like, it kind of made me finally understand was that everybody's happiness is different. Mm. So even like somebody's happiness could be, a 1,200 square foot house, white picket fence, you know, that could be with a little dog, right? Somebody else's happiness could be living in downtown at the high rise, right? And then somebody else's happiness could be living in a freaking multi-million-dollar mansion. Right?
But you got to work for any one of them.
So don't get me wrong. I was even kind of going through that point in my life when I was younger that I was like, what am I going to do to get to where I want to be, right? Like, what am I going to do with my life? But then I was like, when I heard him say that, no, because when you're young, you think the most. You think multi-million-dollar mansion, right? Like, how do I get there?
The Ferrari, the Lamborghini.
The Ferrari, the Lambo. Like, you compare yourself to that. Until I heard Gary Vee say that, he's like, what is your happy? Go drive around some neighborhoods. See, like, what is your happy? And when I finally did that and I saw what my happy was, I was like, wait a minute. That is not a multi-million-dollar mansion. That is something that I feel is totally attainable and that I can...
Attainable is the word.
Attainable and that I can do or get to one day. Mm-hmm. So then it doesn't make it feel like impossible because when you're looking at multi-million-dollar houses, you feel like it's impossible to get there. So before you even start, you're already giving up. But whenever you finally take note of what your happiness is, like I did, that's when you kind of start poniéndote las pilas. Like, okay, you know, I got this. So back to what Amanda was saying, with some people, I would get frustrated because I wanted to see them in a big-ass house with a nice-ass car. I wanted to see them with the most until I realized, yo, they're happy at where they're at right now. They're happy, you know, being able to pay what they got. They're happy with their lifestyle. And that's what it is. And that's when I was like, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. Who am I to want to make them want more? Like, if that's what they want and that's what they're happy with, that's all that matters, right?
Another one, provide value. This one's huge. And I went through this recently, right? I have a little nephew, right, that I talk crap to him a lot. You know, joking wise, like not crap, not bad crap. Like, for example, he's a fisher. He loves fishing. He's a fisherman, right? But I'm always talking crap like, yeah, you're a fisherman, but you never catch fish.
Yeah.
And like and shit you say like it that.
To other people in you know? Front of him. Oh my God, that should be
so I'm off. Really bad at like, well, I'm really good at joking, but joking really around. Bad at it. Like, I shouldn't be doing it sometimes.
Or like Camila's birthday, it was like 3 hours into her birthday. And mind you, her birthday, it started getting dark because it gets freaking dark outside early. And Mando's like, Camila, where are your friends at? You don't have no friends? 30 minutes later, Camila, what's up with your party?
I said it once.
You but know, yeah. You said it like three times.
Provide value. So then that was like a total like, awe moment to me. I was like, yo, I can't be talking crap to these kids like this. Even try to be funny because they're going to take it the wrong way.
No. Diles bien, bien.
Wait, I'm telling you, no, I'm going no, there. No. Now go ahead.
Tú te llevas y no te aguantas.
So then.
So wait. I'm interrupting you because you're not saying this part. So Mando's always talking crap to the kids, playing around, like he said, like, oh, you love fishing, but you don't catch no fish.
like those that, sarcastic right? jokes.
Sarcastic jokes. So then one time, the kids did it back to Mando. What was it? Something about your ribs?
So I smoked pork belly for 6 hours and then they're eating it and grubbing it and enjoying it. And then they're like, man, this shit burnt, man. This thing sucks or this thing needs flavor or whatever, right? So I'm like, damn, I just put like 6 hours into this. I know it's really good, but I've created these little monsters now, you know?
Yeah, because así se llevan.
So me llevo. So my whole point to this, I don't want to get super deep into it because we're going to go 3 hours in this bitch. But what I'm trying to get at is that provide value. Yeah. I still got to tell little Rudy, whenever I get a chance, I got to tell him, yo, instead of trying to be sarcastic and talk crap, I think to get far in life, it's more to be amable and provide value.
Say something nice, yeah.
You know, provide value. Be like, dang, that brisket was good or that pork belly was good. That's gonna cheer me up. Or, damn, I can't wait to go fishing with you because I heard you're a good fisherman.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? So, yeah, that's just provide value instead of knocking them down.
And you're teaching these kids not to be trolls on the internet. Because somebody, let's say you posted your pork belly online, there's going to be them trolls to be like, man, that shit look dry.
Yeah.
Don't be that fucking person. If you don't like it, mira, just go like this. It takes 2 seconds.
All right.
I got two more. Hopefully he'll be that guy, little Rudy, to be like, yo, that shit looks bomb.
Yeah. So I've got to talk to him. I'm be like, yo, I haven't really talked crap to him, as you could tell. That's good.
I was so happy that Mando flipped the script for himself. Like, I didn't have to say nothing. I would bitch when you would do it, especially in front of person.
She don't like me being sarcastic at all. Like, she hates it.
I hate it.
But I'm a real sarcastic guy. Sometimes
it comes up. So when you guys say I be mean to Mando, Mando be mean in real life.
All right, two more, babe. Crush your goals. So first, the most important thing is have a goal. Have a goal to do something. In the new year, have like 5 goals and hopefully you can reach them by the end of the year. So crush them. Make sure you work on them every single day. Write them down and crush your goals. Yeah. That one's easy, right?
Yeah.
All right. Last but not least, get better every single day. And that's something that I got to work on too. I was like, I'm going to chop up some things from the video we recorded with your grandma. She was saying how to learn something. That was really good. But she was talking to Rudy. So I'm going to cut that up. But something that I got out of that is that I haven't really learned something new
recently
when it comes to editing or anything like that. Anything that I've learned is that nothing that I've learned recently has improved like my editing or something like that. So I want to start learning more things in my field,
and
you know?
Do like learning things.
Yeah. So I'm gonna put that. That's my last one that I have here. Get better every day. So yeah, that's very important.
So, for example, something that I told Mando, because I want to improve too. I was like, babe, I've gotten, and I'm gonna say I've gotten because Mando knows that. I've gotten a lot like in our relationship, like for us, let's say, right? Should I say it like that?
Yeah, yeah.
Like we've gotten to where we're at with a lot of my help, basically. And I was like, if I've been able to get to this point by myself, right? Just by the way that I think, and I'm not a reader, I'm not like, I mean, yeah, I went to college and stuff, but like Mando said, from that point on, I haven't tried to really learn anything new, right? So I haven't expanded my mind. So if I have gotten to this imagine where I could get to if I were to read.
Read is on here too.
Read all these books and stuff. And Mando has all the books. All the good books, Mando has them.
Yeah.
I've asked him like 2 months ago.
Oh, I know which one I'm going to give you. I just thought about it right now. And I actually read a post. It's Nike. How Nike Started. I read that one like when we started Guadis. Mm-hmm. I read that one. And that's going to be a really good one.
So that's
really good.
That's my go-to to also 2024, self-improve. Yeah. And I'm always posting. You know how there's like all these little quotes that tell you ways to improve?
Yeah.
Exercise, eating healthy, everything you just said, right? Mm-hmm. I do every single thing but read.
All right, I got you, babe. Tomorrow, te doy tu book.
So I tell Mando, can you give me a book? Can you like recommend me a book, babe? Can you give me a book? And I say, babe, because I'm not going to go buy one.
Yeah, I have
He's already
ton.
Read all of them. So tell me which one to read so Nike, I get to the Nike. Next level, you know? So I'm excited for that. I wonder if an Audible book is the same.
That's the same thing. I've done Audible books. Those are easier. And I like it when I have the book and I have Audible. That's just like fully focused. And lastly, this is not on here, but I saw a video on how mentorship is so important. So there's a guy breaking a wall down like this big, right? And he's hitting it from that corner, bam, bam, bam. And there's like, this is why a mentor is important. The mentor or another guy working there literally hits that side of the wall and the wall's like falls down. I'm like, damn, they're like, this is why a mentor is important because he's been through that. He's done all this. So the mentor's going to be like, do this, do that, do this. Obviously, you're going to take whatever you want from that mentorship.
Yeah, you learn something new with the same sentence.
That's important.
All the time, yeah.
So mentorship, I'm going to add this on my notes. But
Oh, shit, I just moved you. Do you have somebody that you can look up to? Yeah, I don't have nobody
that
either.
That sucks, though.
Yeah, so something else that I've been wanting to do is, I said it one time to one of my friends. I was like, I am a mentor for a lot of my friends, right? But I want somebody to mentor me, right? I want somebody to, not saying that I'm better than anybody or none of that, no. But like Mando said earlier, they all call me for everything, everything. But I don't have nobody that I could call for, like, hey, what do you think about this? Or should I do this? Should I do that?
Business-wise or relationship-wise, whatever.
Nada. I don't know nobody. So I know that's not a good thing because I know people say that it's not what you know, it's who you know. And in order to grow, you need a mentor and you need, like, that guidance, right? Yeah. But where do I look for one?
I don't know. Just look at your circle and scroll and see what you find.
My circle?
No, you're following, like, on social media, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how people come across mentors nowadays. Yeah. I don't know. But anyways, we use virtual mentors, like I said, like Gary Vee, even though we haven't, like, you know, looked at him in a long time. But, yeah, that's it.
But, yeah, that is how to set yourself apart in 2024. In a nutshell, we went into it like, I was literally planning on just reading them all and then moving on. But this right here is probably the longest podcast we've ever done. Mm-hmm. And you know why? It's because it's 7:45, not 12:45. So we're going to start recording early. But hey, you guys, thanks again for watching. Episode 68 is in the books. We really enjoyed this one. Merry Christmas.
Yes, I hope you guys have a super awesome, amazing Christmas with your friends, family, whoever you guys are celebrating with. And we'll see you guys on the next podcast.
Goodbye.
Bye.